The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM, as we approach the 10 o'clock hours, busy day over at the Blue Water Convention Center as they get everything moved in for the Home Sport and Garden Show. I know that our next guest is going to be over there as well with Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodelers. Here in the Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodelers studio is Jim White, owner of Luxury Bath. Good morning.
Good to be home. Nice to see the place is clean and, well, you know, presentable.
Relatively speaking. Governor, congratulations, by the way. I want to talk about the home show, but let's first talk about your new position within the Lions Club.
Yes. Starting July 1st, I will be governor of 11D2, the largest district of Lions in the state of Michigan, over 1,300 members. So when a lot of service organizations are shrinking, we're growing. And hopefully I can keep Governor Whiteman's legacy going.
It is a pretty active local Lions group here in the Port Huron area, isn't it?
We are. And Port Huron Host, being about the second oldest in Michigan, still in existence, and then also one of the top 10 oldest in the world. You know, the Lions are the largest service organization in the world. We have a seat at the United Nations, non-voting, but we do have a seat, permanent seat. You know, we're very active. We just donated $11,000 to three causes on Tuesday night, or at least made the commitment. One is the LCIF Foundation, which gives money internationally, but more money comes back to the United States than is given. It's a misnomer. People think, oh, I only want it to go local.
Right.
Well, you know, whether it's floods in Midland or other crises, those dollars come back. So we gave $5,000 to that. We gave $4,000 to Bear Lake Camp, which is my passion as governor. It's going to be very passionate. It's a camp we have outside Lapeer and Emily City, just north of each and kind of in the middle. And, you know, kids that have some challenges can go out there. We have a beautiful facility. You really think when you're driving to it, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden here's this very nice state-sponsored, Lions-sponsored, you know, place that, you know, so we gave $4,000 to them and then $2,000 to Leader Dog because we know we all love Leader Dogs.
Yeah, it's a big deal for Lions Club. You and I talked just briefly yesterday, Jim, about the fact that when you go to the Home Sport and Garden Show this weekend, you see all these various different vendors, contractors, sales folks from around the area. A lot of them are involved in Lions Club, Rotary Club, other organizations in our community. They sit on boards, they volunteer their time and their dollars to a lot of local organizations.
Well, a lot of the smaller businesses, you know, like myself, we're large. I mean, we've got, but we're here local. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a lot of companies like me. I mean, I encourage everybody to come to the home show. I think it's going to be a fun weekend. It's really the first, let's get it going again after, you know, that nasty COVID spell we all went through. So there'll be some excitement about that. But, you know, I would tell everybody, you know, please give your local guy, you know, an advantage because in our case, we're going to save you money. We're going to, you know, really have some things that other people don't do because we're just more personalized and we tailor what we do on to our clientele. And, you know, and I have a passion for what we do, especially in the mobility side. That's why, you know, I started the company as Mobility Remodelers. Now I've got 25 years in with Luxury Bath in one fashion or the other. But, you know, we do quite a bit of mobility work. And that shouldn't be a dirty word. I mean, you know, aging in place is something we should be proud of. It's better than the alternatives. Right. You got two alternatives other than aging in your home, and that's dying and moving to a nursing home. And my job is to take care of the one issue that people need to be fearful of, and that's giving up your home to go to a nursing home.
Well, and we talk about this all the time when they built bathrooms in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, when a lot of the houses around here were built, They weren't thinking about mobility and being able to get in and out of the tub or the shower safely. Now they do think about that.
Well, as we know, baby boomers were never going to die.
Right,
I still don't think most of them are. So we have to take care and provide them with alternatives. They're capable of living alone. I've got clients 100 years old, still in their own place. They're just afraid they're going to fall over that 19-inch tub they got. Yeah. And in some cases, you know, in some of the newer places that are supposed to be more modern and accessible, they still got a high step. So we can reduce that. But you know what I'm really seeing, Paul, is tubs are kind of dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, walk-in tubs are doing well. We have young people. When I say young, in comparison, they're young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 35, 40-year-olds go, you know, Jim, we never take a bath.
Right.
And even their kids don't take baths.
Yeah.
We do tubs. We do beautiful tubs. But, you know, 300 jobs a year, 220 of them are going to be showers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just more popular now. And I'd say I was on the cusp of that 13 years ago when I came home to Port Huron and took over luxury, what was it called? Bath Creations.
Mm-hmm.
I never could understand why you owned a franchise and didn't use the name Luxury Bath.
Yeah.
It would be like me opening a hamburger stand, buying McDonald's and calling it Jim's Hamburgers. You
right.
know, it just made no sense.
But, yeah.
You know, we have over 600 dealers across the country in just that brand. And then when you throw in the other brands that are involved with BCI, you know, we're probably the largest installed bath company in America.
Well, we'll see you over at the convention center this weekend. You can tell everybody all
about
it.
Oh, we're done already, Paul?
Yeah.
I feel like I spent a lot of money here, Paul. I think, why don't you go have some coffee?
You should have gotten here a little earlier then.
Yeah, well, you know, can we blame Caleb or
sure.
McLeg?
Sure.
Let's just blame them.
We've got
Paul, it's always a pleasure.
Appreciate you coming in.
I would shake your hand, but, you know, we're in this little studio and it's cramped and
I can't reach. We'll do the elbow bump and I'll see you Saturday at the Blue Water Convention Center.
I will be there.
All right. Sounds good. Jim White from Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodelers on WPHM News is next.